Hello, dear twinklers. Here we are with yet another story. Do we really owe somebody something? Let's find out. A debt usually refers to the money we borrow from someone. It also means a feeling of gratitude for a service or when someone does you a favor. Do you think you have any debts to repay? Let's find out. Hello, Dadi Ma. I've been seeing you work all day. Papa told me you retired from your service as an IAS officer 5 years ago. Why don't you rest and enjoy the leisure time? Said Banu to Dadi Ma.
Dear Banu, I retired from my job, but not from working. I have my duties to fulfill. I do them cheerfully.
What duties do you have, Dadi Ma?
All of us have duties to repay our debts. You too have them, Banu.
I have debts to repay, but I have not borrowed from anyone, Dadi Ma.
You have borrowed, Banu. Let me tell you the story of knowledge. Then you will understand.
In the earliest of times, around 10,000 years back, the people of wisdom discovered great knowledge. They passed it on from one generation to the next by the way of memorizing it and teaching it from one generation to another. But why did they not write it down, Dadi Ma?
There was no need, dear.
They were so brilliant that they remembered everything. At a much later time, when our memory became weaker, they decided to write down all the knowledge for the benefit of humankind. It had to be handwritten.
How much did they write, Dadi Ma?
Oh, there were lakhs and lakhs of verses that had been written.
Oh God, my hand hurts when I have to copy down just 10 verses in my book, Dadi Ma.
Yes. Do you realize the effort? Then came paper and everything was written by hand on paper. After that came typewriter machines. People had to type their entire knowledge and preserve them. Then came the photocopy machines. Now you have the computers and other modern machines.
Dadi Ma, even now, isn't it true that someone has to type and upload all this knowledge? Only then it would be available for us?
True, true, Banu.
So, you see that many people have worked very hard for us to gain this knowledge today?
Yes, Dadi Ma. I do not know these people and yet they have given me so much. Now I understand what you are saying.
Yes, Banu. This is the debt we have incurred. So we have to repay this debt.
But how do I pay it back, Dadi Ma? I don't even know whom I owe it to.
That is why our culture brought it to the concept of pay it forward. Just as our elders preserved what they received and carefully passed it on to us, we should preserve what we received from them and pass it on to our next generation.
Wow! By preserving and passing it on, I pay it forward and thus repay my debt. This is wonderful, Dadi Ma. I do not know what other kind of debts I have incurred. Dadi, will you please tell me?
I will tell you, Banu. We have 5 debts in our lives. The first one is Rishi Runa, the debt of knowledge. The next is Manushya Runa, the debt from people around us for what we have received from them. Bhuta Runa is a debt towards living creatures around us. The trees, animals, fish, birds, and even the insects are contributing every moment to our life by giving us food and oxygen. You are born and are what you are because of your parents, grandparents, and your ancestors. So you have a debt towards them. This is called Pitru Runa. The 5 elements: land, air, water, fire, and sky, and the gods preserve the functioning of the entire universe, without which we cannot live. we have to repay their debt. This is called the Devaruna. Oh, now I realize how much I have received. How do I repay these runas, Dadima?
Preserve what you have received. Promote it and make it better. And then pass it on. Let me give you some ideas on the ways to repay the debts. Rishi Runa. Learn well what you are taught. Teach others or support other people's education. Ensure the next generation also has the opportunity to learn this knowledge. Next, Manushya Runa. Help the needy people, fulfilling at least their basic needs of food, shelter, and education. Create opportunities for them to get jobs and earn their living. Help the sick people with medical care. Bhuta Runa. Help plants, trees, animals, and birds live. Do not harm them. Provide them their natural environment. Support the continuation of their species and let them not go extinct. Next comes Pitru Runa. First, continue the good deeds that your ancestors had started. Your parents and grandparents take care of you when you are young. They serve you with no expectations. So, you must also serve them and take good care of them throughout your life. Uphold your glorious family name by your actions. Finally, Devaruna. Worship God in your house daily. Do service to God. Deva means all the five elements. So take care of the rivers and oceans. Prevent pollution of our earth, air and water sources. Wow! I too would like to repay my debts, Dadima. What should I do?
I have the best thing for you, Banu. Some activities are listed in the section. You can choose to do as many of these from each runas as you want. Some you must do daily, some you can do weekly, some monthly, and a few even yearly. Thank you so much, Dadima. Can you share me the activities? Here comes the list. Teach someone a new skill or language. Say your daily morning and evening prayers. Thank God for the good life He has given you. Help a friend in need. Do not waste food. Take only as much as you want on your plate. Do not waste water while brushing or bathing. Feed birds and stray animals. Do not hurt them. Help your parents keep the home clean. Study your lessons well. Share your toys with your siblings and your friends. Do not mock anybody for their appearance. Donate food at your local temple. Keep water for birds during summer. Serve your grandparents and elders at home. Greet your teachers with respect and obey them. Plant trees and preserve the soil and air quality around your home. Celebrate your birthday or Diwali in your local old age home or house of God. Visit holy places regularly and share the glory of God with your friends. Dear friends, hope you all contribute and repay your debts. Thanking you. Signing off, Chandana and Abhi.